The Book of Numbers, Chapter 28. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the sons of Israel, and say to them, You shall be careful to present my offering, my food for my offerings by fire, of a soothing aroma to me at their appointed time. And you shall say to them, This is the offering by fire which you shall offer to the Lord, 2 male lambs, 1 year old, without defect, as a continual burnt offering every day. You shall offer the one lamb in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. Also a tenth of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering, mixed with a fourth of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which was ordained in Mount Sinai as a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. Then the libation with it shall be a fourth of a hin for each lamb. In the holy place you shall pour out a libation of strong drink to the Lord. And the other lamb you shall offer at twilight, as the grain offering of the morning, and as its libation, you shall offer it, an offering by fire, a soothing aroma to the Lord. Then on the Sabbath day, 2 male lambs, 1 year old, without defect, and 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, as a grain offering, and its libation. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, in addition to the continual burnt offering and its libation. Then at the beginning of each of your months, you shall present a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 bulls and 1 ram, 7 male lambs 1 year old, without defect, and 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with oil for each bull, and 2/10 of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with oil for the 1 ram, and 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering for each lamb, for a burnt offering of a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. And their libations shall be 1/2 hin of wine for a bull, and 1/3 hin for the ram, and 1/4 hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of each month throughout the months of the year. And 1 male goat for a sin offering to the Lord. It shall be offered with its libation, in addition to the continual burnt offering. Then on the 14th day of the first month shall be the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of this month shall be a feast. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. On the 1st day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. And you shall present an offering by fire, a burnt offering to the Lord. 2 bulls and 1 ram and 7 male lambs 1 year old, having them without defect. And for their grain offering, you shall offer fine flour mixed with oil. 3/10 of an ephah for a bull and 2/10 for the ram. 1/10 of an ephah you shall offer for each of the 7 lambs. And 1 male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall present these besides the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner you shall present daily for 7 days the food of the offering by fire of a soothing aroma to the Lord. It shall be presented with its libation in addition to the continual burnt offering. And on the 7th day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. Also on the day of the first fruits, when you present a new grain offering to the Lord in your Feast of Weeks, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. And you shall offer a burnt offering for a soothing aroma to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 male lambs 1 year old. And their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each bull, 2/10 for the 1 ram, 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, 1 male goat to make atonement for you. Besides the continual burnt offering and its grain offering, you shall present them with their libations. They shall be without defect. Chapter 29. Now in the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, you shall also have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. It will be to you a day for blowing trumpets. And you shall offer a burnt offering as a soothing aroma to the Lord, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs 1 year old, without defect. Also their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs. And offer 1 male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you, besides the burnt offering of the new moon, and its grain offering, and the continual burnt offering, and its grain offering, and their libations, according to their ordinance, for a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. Then on the 10th day, of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall humble yourselves. You shall not do any work. And you shall present a burnt offering to the Lord as a soothing aroma, one bull, one ram, 7 male lambs 1 year old, having them without defect. And their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the one ram. 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs. 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the sin offering of atonement, and the continual burnt offering and its grain offering, and their libations. Then on the 15th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation, you shall do no laborious work, and you shall observe a feast to the Lord for 7 days. And you shall present a burnt offering, an offering by fire as a soothing aroma to the Lord. 13 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs 1 year old, which are without defect. And their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each of the 13 bulls, 2/10 for each of the 2 rams, and 1/10 for each of the 14 lambs, and 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its grain offering, and its libation. Then on the 2nd day, 12 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs 1 year old without defect, and their grain offering, and their libations for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance, and 1 male goat for a sin offering besides the continual burnt offering and its grain offering and their libations. Then on the 3rd day, 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs 1 year old without defect, and their grain offering and their libations for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, their number according to the ordinance, and 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering and its grain offering and its libation. Then on the 4th day, 10 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs 1 year old without defect, their grain offering, and their libations for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance, and 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its grain offering, and its libation. Then on the 5th day, 9 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs 1 year old without defect, and their grain offering, and their libations for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance. And 1 male goat for a sin offering besides the continual burnt offering, and its grain offering, and its libation. Then on the 6th day, 8 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs 1 year old without defect, and their grain offering, and their libations for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance. And 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its grain offering, and its libations. Then on the 7th day, 7 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs 1 year old without defect, and their grain offering, and their libations for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance. And 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its grain offering, and its libation. On the 8th day you shall have a solemn assembly. You shall do no laborious work, but you shall present a burnt offering, an offering by fire, as a soothing aroma to the Lord. 1 bull, 1 ram, 7 male lambs 1 year old without defect, their grain offering, and their libations for the bull, for the ram, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance. And 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its grain offering, and its libation. You shall present these to the Lord at your appointed times, besides your votive offerings and your freewill offerings, for your burnt offerings, and for your grain offerings, and for your libations, and for your peace offerings. And Moses spoke to the sons of Israel in accordance with all that the Lord had commanded Moses.
The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 8. In those days again, when there was a great multitude, and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples and said to them, I feel compassion for the multitude, because they have remained with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their home, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a distance. And his disciples answered him, Where will anyone be able to find enough to satisfy these men with bread here in a desolate place? And he was asking them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. And he directed the multitude to sit down on the ground, and taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks and broke them, and started giving them to his disciples to serve to them. And they served them to the multitude. They also had a few small fish. And after he had blessed them, he ordered these to be served as well. And they ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 7 large baskets full of what was left over of the broken pieces. And about 4,000 were there, and he sent them away. And immediately he entered the boat with his disciples and came to the district of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came out and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. And sighing deeply in his spirit, he said, "Why does this generation seek for a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation." And leaving them, he again embarked and went away to the other side. And they had forgotten to take bread, and did not have more than 1 loaf in the boat with them. And he was giving orders to them, saying, "Watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they began to discuss with one another the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you discuss the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet see or understand? Do you have a hardened heart? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces you picked up?" They said to him, 12. "And when I broke the 7 for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of broken pieces did you pick up?" And they said to him, 7. And he was saying to them, "Do you not yet understand?" And they came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and entreated him to touch him. And taking the blind man by the hand, he brought him out of the village, and after spitting on his eyes and laying his hands upon him, he asked him, "Do you see anything?" And he looked up and said, "I see men, for I am seeing them like trees walking about." Then again he laid his hands upon his eyes, and he looked intently and was restored, and began to see everything clearly. And he sent him to his home, saying, "Do not even enter the village." And Jesus went out along with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way he questioned his disciples, saying to them, "Who do people say that I am?" And they told him, saying, "John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, but others one of the prophets." And he continued by questioning them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered and said to him, "Thou art the Christ." And he warned them to tell no one about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he was stating the matter plainly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning around and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but man's." And he summoned the multitude with his disciples, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel shall save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, and forfeit his soul? For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels."